Israeli media say soldiers shot and killed a Palestinian man near the settlement of Dugit after the man had penetrated a security fence and made his way about 500 meters into Israel. Reports said the incursion prompted a wider search for others who may have infiltrated in the area. In a second incident, a border policeman was reported to have killed what authorities said was a Palestinian terrorist who attacked soldiers at the Erez checkpoint with hand grenades. They said soldiers found additional grenades on his body along with an automatic rifle and a handgun. Israel Radio also reported that troops demolished the West Bank home of a man they say was behind a shooting attack a year ago near the Jewish settlement of Emmanuel, in which 11 Israelis were killed and 20 were injured. Israeli forces also arrested 13 wanted Palestinians in overnight sweeps in the West Bank. They said they seized a 25-kilogram explosive device they found in a search of the village of Tamun near Jenin. Meanwhile, the United States, Russia, the United Nations, and the European Union have urged an immediate ceasefire on both sides. Representatives of the so-called Quartet of Middle East peace mediators issued a statement following a meeting in London on Thursday. The four have been putting finishing touches on a roadmap for peace in the region. The U.S. proposed roadmap calls for a step-by-step approach to achieve peace, with the establishment of a provisional Palestinian state this year and a permanent one by 2005. But an Israeli newspaper says the Israeli government is planning to ask for more than 100 changes to the roadmap, including restrictions on the sovereignty of a Palestinian state. Larry James, VOA News, Jerusalem.